It's time for our Wisconsin News Roundup, checking in with journalists around the state about the stories they're covering. We start in Sheboygan County, where a proposal for a solar farm in the small town of Holland is getting some pushback from local officials and residents. Kristen Halbeck-Zeem is the Port Washington reporter for the Ozaukee Press. Chris, welcome back to Central Time.
My pleasure.
Well, give us the basic details of this solar farm proposal.
Well, a company called Ranger Power, which is based out of New York, is looking at installing a roughly 1,000 to 1,200-acre solar farm in the town of Holland, which is in southern Sheboygan County. They've signed leases with a number of the landowners they need. I believe they said they only needed one or two more. And then they are going to look at designing it and could ultimately have a solar farm up within a couple of years.
Let's look at the upside and then get into some local concerns. Upside, these farms could mean more revenue for local governments and the landowners who rent out the land. Do we know what kind of impact, economic impact, this could have in Holland?
Well, the town of Holland, Ranger Power has proposed a 150-megawatt farm, which would bring in, the state would collect roughly $600,000 in utility aid that they would give the town of Holland about $250,000 annually, and Sheboygan County, $350,000.
And something unique here, I think, about this and other operations by this business, they're not trying to get new transmission lines. They try to situate themselves where they can use already existing transmission infrastructure. Do I have that right?
You have that correct. Yeah, they pick places where there's a substation and lines that they can tap into.
You also talked to some local officials and area residents who have concerns about the project. What kind of things did you hear?
Well, I spoke to one woman who's very concerned because her property would be surrounded on three sides by this solar farm. She's concerned about everything from aesthetics, because obviously this would change what she looks at every day, property values, potential for contamination, the effect it could have on wildlife. They have sandhill cranes nesting along the Onion River that are just coming back, and she's worried it could impact them. And there's also, she's concerned that there could be the potential for stray voltage.
What has the company said about concerns they run into in local communities?
Well, they try to mitigate them as much as they can. You know, they said that they do have setbacks from surrounding homes and properties. They are willing to talk to landowners such as her, with the potential perhaps of landscape screening. So, you know, they're trying to do what they can as well.
And ultimately, who is the decider here? Is it a local government? Is it a state board? Who makes the decision to sign off on a project like this?
That would be the PSC. So it's out of the hands of the locals for the most part. Local government can negotiate some things, but it's pretty limited. The state government, I think, has looked at it and decided that in too many situations, locals would shut down big utility operations because a lot of people don't want that in their backyard. And obviously, we all use power. We all use electricity. So there has to be some give and take.
What's the timeline then on that decision? And then if it's approved, on when this could go into operation?
Well, Ranger is still trying to button down a couple more contracts with landowners. The state requires them to acquire at least 125% of the land it needs. So they have some leeway in siting it. They said that if all goes well, they'll apply for a permit sometime later this spring, perhaps, or maybe summer. And construction could begin, if everything falls into place, could begin by the end of next year, with construction taking a year to a year and a half.
Chris, thanks a lot for bringing us up to date.
Thank you.
Kristen Halbeck-Zeem is a reporter with the Ozaukee Press. She joined us to talk about a 1,000-acre solar farm being proposed in the town of Holland in Sheboygan County. Now we head to La Crosse, where city officials are discussing the idea of a fitness facility for people with disabilities and the senior population. Olivia Herkin is a reporter for the La Crosse Tribune. Olivia, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Can you tell us about the vision, the concept for this STAR Center project that's being proposed in La Crosse?
Yeah, I definitely can. So this facility, it's budgeted around $20 million, and it would be a space for people of all abilities, really, to exercise and be active and receive care. It would be all-encompassing, and so that means, you know, people who are able-bodied would be able to use this, but it would also be a space for those who maybe recently had surgery or those who are developmentally disabled or for the aging community to use. So really an all-inclusive facility for people to use. So it would be a space for general exercise, but people could also receive physical therapy and other treatments there as well.
Now, this is in the works, but a lot of steps remain. One is rezoning. The city council would have to rezone some land next week. What are you hearing arguments pro-con there?
Yeah, I think, you know, it is the next hurdle, and it is kind of the last big one. And if it went through, it seems like the project would really have no issues going forward. And so I think a lot of city officials are trying to take a step back and make sure that it is the right move. It is a really big project. It's a big dream, I think a lot of people think. And so they really want to make sure that they are making the right decision by letting this go through. You know, it's going to cost a lot of money, and it also will be a tax-exempt facility. And so they're trying to be really cautious about how much money they will give to the project, knowing they're not going to get much out of it in regards to taxes.
Speaking of money, where would the funding for this project come from?
That is, you know, something that's on everybody's mind. $20 million is a lot of money, and the leaders behind the project are being kind of tight-lipped, and I think it's just because, you know, they don't have the rezoning yet. They haven't even bought the land yet officially, and so they want to make sure that they have all their ducks in a row before they unveil, you know, who all is giving to this project. They're pretty confident that they would receive around $7 million in federal tax credits to front the project. And they're also really confident that they would receive this Opportunity Zone grant from the state. It's a funding source that has been federally approved, but Governor Evers has yet to sign it. He's hopefully going to in April, they think. So they qualify for that, they know, but the exact dollar amount of that grant is still unknown. Otherwise, it's all just private donations so far, but they really haven't revealed how much they've raised already and how much they have yet to go.
As we wrap up, Olivia, it sounds like this would be a fairly unique project to this fitness center for people with different ability levels. Would this kind of put La Crosse on the map for having this unique facility?
I definitely think it would. From what I've heard from leaders of the project, it would definitely be a unique facility in the Midwest, but also it sounds like most of the country doesn't have a facility that meets all of these exact needs. And also, you know, it's being developed on La Crosse's north side, which is an area that often feels neglected. And so, yeah, I think that it would bring a lot more developmental diversity to the area, and I do think it would bring a lot more people to La Crosse.
Olivia, thanks a lot for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Olivia Herkin is a reporter at the La Crosse Tribune. She talked to us about plans there for an exercise and therapy center aimed at the senior population and people with disabilities. Now, the Telemark Lodge has a long history in Bayfield County, but it's been dormant since 2013. Now, a new group of developers is putting up a plan to reimagine the resort. Barry Adams covers regional and business news for the Wisconsin State Journal. Barry, welcome back.
Yeah, you bet, Rob.
Now, we've talked about the Telemark Lodge before. Remind us briefly of its up and down history in northern Wisconsin.
Yeah, so this is a resort. It started out as a ski resort in the 1940s. They added a lodge in the early 1970s. And, you know, it was pretty successful up until then. But then, you know, in the early 80s, there was a lot of changes in ownership and had many financial problems. And so it was a in and out of bankruptcy. It was at a sheriff's auction, and the lodge and ski hill closed in 2013.
Now, what's this new plan to redevelop it?
Well, the plan right now is unclear. You know, American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation has an option to purchase 750 acres of the property, which includes where the lodge and ski hill sit. And a new organization called the Telemark Redevelopment, they're proposing a $41 million project that would tear down the original lodge and replace it with a 250-room lodge, and then they'd reopen the ski hill, but also create a training center for corporate events and things like that. There was a plan that was proposed last year in 2017 by HK Hospitality out of Florida. They wanted to do a $47 million project. That one has stalled, however, so You know, right now, the driving seat, driving this thing right now is the American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation. They want to use the property, of course, for more events, for skiing and things like that. This is where the Birkebeiner starts every year. So right now, it's kind of up in the hand in the court of the foundation.
And is it, I mean, is there a way that the Birkebeiner gets what they want and Telemark Redevelopment does something with the building? Is there, are these mutually exclusive, I guess I'm asking?
Right, no, and that's kind of the plan. I think what the Telemark Redevelopment folks are hoping for is that, and the foundation, the ski foundation, they want nothing to do with lodging and restaurants and things like that. So I think they're very welcome to that type of arrangement. It's just unclear, but there could be other developers that come along and say, "Hey, here's a better plan."
Before we let you go, Barry, it seems like at the heart of this is this idea locally that there's a lot of potential here, a lot of economic potential that keeps not happening. Is this kind of a long-running dream in the area to make something work here?
Yeah, it's like every time they propose something here, it's kind of like, okay, is this one going to, you know, pan out? So I think until the contracts are signed and we see the first bulldozer arrive and the first spades of dirt being turned, I think that's when people will finally believe that something good and good change is going to happen here at Telemark. But it's had a very long, turbulent past.
Barry, thanks a lot for joining us.
All right, you bet, Rob.
Barry Adams covers regional and business news for the Wisconsin State Journal. He talked with us about a new plan to redevelop the Telemark Lodge in Cable and finished out our Wisconsin News Roundup.